Today's share in the Dershim Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Beis Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the second share that we have on Siman Tov Resh Ayin Gimel, which deals with the various halachos of the wicks and oils of the Chanukah Licht. Today's share has a lot less Dershim footnotes. We've been packed with the Dershim footnotes till now, so maybe Mitzvah Hashem will be able to finish the share and maybe even go back to some of the interesting footnotes from the end of yesterday's Dershim share, which deal with what types of solidified oil you're allowed to use in Dershim footnotes 7 and 8, but we'll see how far we get today. So we begin on the second line of Kuf Mem Beis Amud Aleph with the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, "Vafilu b'leil Shabbos shebesoch yimei Chanukah." Even on Shabbos that comes out during Chanukah, when we have normally a prohibition against using certain oils and wicks because they don't light well and we're concerned that you maybe come to adjust them and relight them on Shabbos. Nevertheless, mutar lahadlik b'ner Chanukah hashmonim v'apsilos. You could use for the ner Chanukah these wicks and oils that are forbidden for ner Shabbos. You can use them for ner Chanukah. We spoke out yesterday with the exception of the Shamis, because that you know you're allowed to get hanah from, and therefore there would be a concern that you may come to adjust that. But for the regular Chanukah licht, you'd be allowed to use these types of oils and wicks that are prohibited for Neiros Shabbos, they are allowed to be used for Neiros Chanukah. So even though that they're permissible, mutar lahadlik b'ner Chanukah hashmonim v'apsilos, she'asur lahadlik b'ner Shabbos, you'd be allowed to use them. And I'll skip the Ramah for a second and just go further in the Mechaber, l'fi she'asur l'shtamish b'ner Chanukah b'en b'shabbos b'en b'chol. And the reason for this is because everybody knows you can't use the Chanukah list, so there's no chance that you're coming to adjust them. And as well, we'll see in Deir Shufut number 20, a reminder of the principle of Kovsa ain't Zakuklos. So once they're lit, even if they were to go out, you have no obligation to go and relight them, and therefore there is no concern that these wicks and oils, which are not so good, they don't light so well, if they go out, there's no concern that you come to use them because you're so familiar with not using the Chanukah licht. As opposed to on Shabbos, when you're using the light, so there is a concern that if the light flickers, if it goes out, you may come to adjust it, and that would be an Issur D'oraisa. Now we'll go back to the Ramah that we skipped. And the Ramah says, Hagah im eino nosim b'ner rak kidei shir mitzvah. So it brings down from the Rashba that the excess oil that you put in is not asur b'hanoah, and you would be allowed to get benefit from it. So he says, it's only if you're putting in the exact amount that you shouldn't use these oils and wicks that are prohibited for Ner Shabbos but are allowable for Ner Chanukah, because with the excess oil or wicks that you have there, you might end up coming to adjust them since you can't get hanoah from them. Now let's look at better and understand this in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Hay. The Mishnah Berurah says, Rochelomer, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is the soul kadaitach, you might have thought, the nechosh bazeh, that we should be concerned, kamo bi'almo b'ner shal Shabbos, that since it's Shabbos, just like you're not allowed to use these oils and wicks for ner Shabbos, you shouldn't be allowed to use them for ner Chanukah as well, because shemolo tidlak yofeh, they may not come to light well, the yata ner lohavi Hashem l'fli apsila, and you're going to come to adjust the wick or the oil in some way to make it burn better, and therefore, you'd be over in Yitzhar on Shabbos. So, Kamash Vulan. So, the Chidush in the Chaber is the ain lochushul zeh. You don't have to be concerned about this because the ha also lishtaim shlover, because we're so used to not using the light of the Chanukah licht that we're not going to adjust it. Because if it goes out, it doesn't burn so well, we're not concerned. And before I said Dershu footnote number 20, it's really Dershu footnote number 10 who brings down this idea because of Kovso ain zokul. You don't have to go and relight it, as we pointed out in previous shurim, based upon the Torah. Now, Dershu footnote number 9 adds, based upon this tam, so in Simen Reishayin, in Hilchos Shabbos, it says, Sheish nogim shalo lomar perik b'mem medlikin mishabbos shel Chanukah, that we shouldn't say the perik b'mem medlikin on Chanukah, because kiven shemuskar v'shom shmonim apsulim l'ner Shabbos shebisheru l'ner Chanukah, because we are going to be using those forbidden oils normally used on Shabbos, so maybe we shouldn't say b'mem medlikin on Shabbos Chanukah. That's the opinion that the Mechaber brought down over there. However, the Ramah said that that is not the minhag. We do say b'mem medlikin even on Shabbos Chanukah. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav, and he says, the im yiten yoser, the Ramah had pointed out that if you put in more than the chatzi shah that you need to have, so then there is a chashash, yesh chashash, shema yate, also ner Chanukah l'shtamish bo. Then you may come to adjust it, because after all, you are allowed to get hanah from that. If it's after achar hashir shel adlaka, shaz mutu lahanus mimenu, as we learned, Kedel Simon Tov Reish Ayin Beis, Siv Beis, as we learned previously. So therefore, the Ramah points out that if you are putting in more than is needed, so then you should use only oils and wicks that are acceptable for Shabbos. Dershu footnote number 11 adds, and he says, "Avshu behechwech madlik ner Shabbos mishman makshirim." Even though obviously for the ner Shabbos you're going to have kashura Shabbos candles, and therefore the Ramah had said previously in Hilchos Shabbos, "Sheba ofen zeh mutol lishtamish gam laor neros hadokim mishman psulim," that when you have good Shabbos candles, then you can even use candles that would not be good for Shabbos under normal circumstances, but here we're not concerned you'll adjust because you have the good candles. Then chashay shem yata because you have the good candles. Nevertheless, he brings down from the El Yerabah, mikol makom, l'chatchila also lasos kim. But he says that's only b'di'evet. L'chatchila, you shouldn't do this, and therefore that is why the Ramah brings his statement down over here. You shouldn't do this l'chatchila, even though technically it would be permissible b'di'evet. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Zayin. He says, "Haynu afilu oson shemosifin hamahadri mechol alayla." He says, "You're not allowed to get an anor from the Hanukkah lift, so don't think, okay, that's only maybe the ner shalmitzah, the one candle, but the other candles you'd be allowed to get anor from them, and therefore you shouldn't use forbidden wicks and oils for those." He says, "No, the din is for all of them. Gamkin also stamish orin. You're not allowed to get any anor from any of the Hanukkah lift." The issue for number 12 brings down the ner Hanukkah shidliko katan shiyil chinuch. If you have a young child, an 8-year-old, 10-year-old boy who's reached the age of chinuch, so in the sefer shelus shuvus mincha shlomo, he brings down shivade nechshav l'ner mitzvah. Those candles, the light from them, is also considered the ner of a mitzvah. If also lenos meori, you're not going to get any benefit from the light from those candles. In Shulchan Aruch, we're going to learn in a couple of days, Simen Tov Reish Ayin Hey, Shener Shahidlik Koton Lo Aso Klum. It says he didn't do anything. So what does it mean he didn't do anything? So we have to understand that the Shaarat Zion over there is going to tell us that the Kavana is Linyan Lahotzi Acherim Badlakoso Yidei Chavosim. That the young child, the 10-year-old kid, the 12-year-old kid, can't be Motzi an adult. However, it doesn't mean that it's nothing. It does mean that it is good for that mitzvah, and therefore it's Hoksul Mitzvaso, and therefore you can't get Hanah from it. And this brings down a question. It's brought down in the Shelus Shuvas Amudei R. And he writes, Lo Aso Klum means that the hadlok of a katan is not Nechsheves Klav Hadlokas Mitzvah. And it's said about what the Amudei R says, Lochein Ode Velo Evosh, the Eini Odea Klav Yashiv Dvar Shal Oso Agon Bal Amudei R. It's brought down that we don't understand this Amudei R, because after all, if the katan is doing nothing, so then it is difficult to understand what would be the purpose of the cotton lighting, as well as then he wouldn't be allowed to use various types of oils and wicks that are forbidden for Shabbos, because after all, you may come to adjust them if there is no Isser at all in getting benefit from the lights of the cotton. So it's Tzarech Ian on this Amudei R. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Ches, where he says, Kidei Sheniker Shuner Mitzvah L'Far Simanes, that the reason why over here that you're not allowed to get any Hanor from the Ner Chanukah, whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Chol, is because you want to demonstrate that it's Pirsumei Nitsa. That's the reason why these candles are lit. That's reason number one. Reason number two, Va'od, a second reason, this is brought down the name of the Ran, as you see in the Shaarat Zion O Zayin, Kivan Sh'ayidei Neis Shinasa B'menorah Tiknua, because this was to remind us of the Neis in the Beis HaMikdash, that they found the oil and it lasted for 8 days, Asuah Kimenorah Shem Mishtam Shembokla. So our dinam of our Chanukiah, our menorah for Chanukah Lech, is similar to the lights of the Beis HaMikdash, which weren't allowed to be used. Shemish Tam Shemukal, they had no usage. The issue footnote number 13 brings down Lehenos Mehaneros Bekach Shemischamim Lioram. What about getting Hanoah of heat? Okay, you're not only getting Hanoah from the light, but what about heating something up by the Neros Chanukah? So Ravaz Zatzal, as brought down in the Piskei Shmuas, says Sha'osr. You wouldn't be allowed to even benefit from the heat of the Chanukah Lech, because Chazal will Oser Kol suge hanos, any type of hanoah from the Chanukah Lich, not just light. Lavdak hanoah me'or shalaneros. And he says likewise, chimum ochel al beis haChanukiah. If you wanted to heat up food next to the Chanukah Lich or on top of the Chanukah Lich, Rav Nissen Karolitz Zatzal says that that's also forbidden. The issue for number 14 brings down that there are nafkuminas, and you can see them in the Shel Sus Kassav Sofer in the Beis HaLevi, as to whether it's the first reason, which is Pirsumei Nisa, or the second reason, that it's analogous to the light of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Then the second paragraph he brings down, what happens if somebody used the Ner Chanukah? Are you retroactively not Yotzi the Mitzvah? Or Vayashin Zatzal says, no. Poshut Yotzi de Chavosu. No, you did something wrong. You were over al Divrei Chachamim, but you still were Yotzi the Mitzvah. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. He's brought down the Licha Shlomo, and he adds, even though in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tov Reish Ayin Hei, which we'll learn in a few days, it says, Sheba'ofen Shinira Shehid the Kaneir Litzorcho Lo Yotzi Dechova. If it looks like you're lighting the Chanukah Lich for your own personal benefit, it's a dark room, and you light the Chanukah Lich there, and then you use the light, so it's clear that you're using it for your own purposes and not for the mitzvah, not Chanukah, and then you're not Yotzei. Nevertheless, that's only Dafka Kishosa Maisa Begufanei. That's when you're actually doing something with the candles themselves. Kigon Shedliko Kishoch Zubiyodo. You're holding on to it and you light it, so it's clear that you're using it for your own benefit. However, Avo, if after the fact you lit the Chanukah lit and you got benefit from it, After the fact, yotza. Even though nira shelatzarcho hidlik, even though it looks like now you lit it for your own purposes, but the bottom line was, if it wasn't evident at that time, so then even if you use them b'di'evit, you were still yotze with the mitzvah. Again, you're not supposed to use them. You're over divrei chachamim if you use them, but b'di'evit, you're still a yotze. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tes says that this is true whether you're lighting on Shabbos or on a chol. For every Shabbos you're lighting for Shabbos for Chanukah, so you're not allowed to get any enough from them anytime. Hainu, the Mishnah Berurah says, Dafilu lechol etzlon, du sudas mitzvah. You're not even allowed to eat by the Chanukah licht, even though it's a sudas mitzvah on Shabbos, gam kinos. You're not allowed to get any enough, even with dvar mitzvah. And that's what the Mechaber continues now. And he says, Dafilu livdok most, to even go check money, to count money. Olim no son, to count it la'ora, next to the light of the Chanukah lift is also, you're not allowed to go and do that. And he adds, Apilu Tashvishu Kedusha, even something which is a holy purpose, you're doing a mitzvah, you're going a little more Torah, little Ora, you're going to learn Torah next to the light of the Chanukah lift. Nevertheless, it is Osir. Albeit, he does bring down Yesh Misha Omer, he brings out his opinion, this is the tour in the name of the Balo Itur, as you can see, in Osir in the Baragola, it's also the Shiboli Aleket, they do allow you Yesh Misha Matir, B'Tashmish Shel Kedusha. They do allow a holy purpose, a mitzvah purpose, to use the Chanukah licht. Now, we just said a lot. Let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah. First, we'll go to Sifkot and Yud. The Mishnah Berurah says, Shu tashvish haroi gam kinosa. Even if it's a temporary type of usage, such as counting your coins, you didn't light the candles just to count the coins, so it's a temporary type of usage, nevertheless, that is forbidden as well. And he says, Ayin in the Morgan Avram, and the Taz, Shishkimu, they both agree, even to count the money far away from the candles, Shane Yodov, your hands aren't right there by the candles, so it doesn't necessarily look like you're using the Chanukah lift, but if you are, Gamkin also, that is forbidden to do. Sivkon Yodalev, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to get any Hanoah even on a temporary basis, even Lil Mod La'ora. So the first opinion in the Mechaber is Asur, Kidei Shelo Ye Mitzvos Bezuyos Olav. It shouldn't look like the mitzvahs are unimportant to you. They're, it's a mitzvah, but I'm going to go count my money by it. But this that you're not allowed to do is talking about a tashmish aroy, a temporary, non-permanent type of usage. But if you're not really using it at all, such as you want to just sit in the room, so obviously there's light in the room, but you don't need that light. If you're not really getting any benefit from it, even though technically it's not pitch black, so then you're allowed to go sit in the room, you're allowed to be in the house that has the Chanukah lit. The issue footnote number 17 adds, the king mi shahaner margio mi pachad achoshech. Somebody's scared of the dark. And if the Chanukah licht are lit, so it's not pitch black, and he's not scared. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita is brought down in the Piskei Shmuas, says, she'ein zeh nechshav l'shimush b'ner, that's not called using the Chanukah licht, and that would be permissible just to not have it pitch black, so you're not scared of the dark. Furthermore, v'imidliku neres Chanukah hamifitzim reach tov bismanad lekosom. Some people have scented Chanukah licht, so it gives off a nice, beautiful aroma when the Chanukah licht are lit. Does that also get included in the isser of Hanoah? So Rav Ozer Zatzal and Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal also brought down the Piskei Shmuas Chanukah shemuta lehanos mehareach. You are allowed to get Hanoah from the scent, from the smell of the Chanukah candles. Even im konu osam bishvul kach, even if that you bought specifically scented Chanukah licht, so you can have an enjoyment. Lahuktu elamei hanoah, or you're only not allowed to get hanoah from the candle itself, from the light or the heat. But lo mimasha meur besocha, but not the things that are mixed in there that give it the scent. The scent is not the light. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says shein het lenos meirech elik sheino miskari lekach. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is a little bit more machmi. He says if your intention is to go and get hanoah from the smell of the Chanukah licht, then you shouldn't. However, if it's a byproduct and it happens to smell nice and you're in the room, you're allowed to get Hanoah from it. You don't have to leave the room. Mr. Brewer in Sifkot and Yubeis tells us, Midivri Ataz Muchach de Ledeya Rishona, according to the first opinion, that is because of Pirsum Anais, so also Afilu Belimo Derech Harai, then you can't even learn at all by it. Because Dilo Bederech Keva, if it's a Derech Keva, even according to the second opinion that says it's because it's similar to the Beis HaMikdash's menorah, Afilu Ledeya Shtia Osir. And then he says, "Ayin in the Bir Halacha, Mashik Chazav Lemzeh." If you look in the Bir Halacha, the Bir Maskul, the Yesh Mishamati, the Chofetz Chaim writes, "Look in the Taz, Ayin in the Taz, Sheherich Ve'Elo, the Afla De'Azu, Hayin Derech Aroy, Dafka." It's only that it's a Derech Aroy, Avolimu Derech Keva, Lekul Yamuz also. That is certainly also according to both opinions. And he adds, in the Elyar Rabba and the Chemed Moshe, they disagree. Chokum Love. They hold when it said v'yesh mishamati b'tashvishul kedusha, so that would even apply on a regular derech keva basis. And he says, look in the Yad Ephraim, the Mamre Mordechai, and the Chaim Moshe for a further discussion about this. He then goes into a longer arichos about this, and he concludes at the end, and he says, the Yosetov, the best option, if it's a weekday, you have no other candle to learn by. So he says, after the half an hour, close the shir, after the shir is done, put it out. And then the yachs will be light the candle. And then you can go light it again. There's no problem putting it out, and now there's no problem. It's not the Hanukkah lift, and you should do it in that way if you have no other way to learn. Finally, we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Gimel, where the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Chay B'Neiros Beis HaKnesses, the same law that it's also to get Hanor from the Neiros Hanukkah, applies in the Neiros of the Beis HaKnesses as well. And he says, Ein Mishtamshin La'orin Avtash Vishik Kedusha, Kimo B'Bais. You're not allowed to get any Hanor from them, just like in your house, you can't get Hanor from the Hanukkah lift, you can't get Hanor from the Hanukkah lift in Shul as well. Tainu Emutel Espalo, Ma'ariv Etzlam. That if you wanted to dive a Ma'ariv by the light, so in the first half hour, when that's the, quote, mitzvah, so then you shouldn't get hanor from it during that period of time. Now, the issue footnote number 19 tells us, the hainu neros Chanukah shabadlikim v'vesa knesses. We're talking about the candles in the shul that are lit for Chanukah. However, neros hadolkim v'vesa knesses kol hashana k'dei l'har, but the regular candles that are used in shul, so then we learned already in Simon, Kuf Nun Dalet, Shemutah L'Kol Yoram. Of course you can read by their light, and the Mishnah Berurah explained over there, Shemutah L'Mod Torah L'Yoram, and certainly you can learn by them as well. However, you shouldn't read a newspaper by them. You shouldn't read a Vachindik a thing, a Kriya Shachol. And he says, Masha also b'neiros Chanukah, why in shul can't you use the Chanukah lift? Afilu tashvah shel kedusha, kidon lil motor la'orum, why can't you learn next to them? So he explains, shu kidei shiye nikor shu'ud lak l'shem neir Chanukah, because again, if you're learning by it, then it doesn't look like you're lit for Chanukah. Masha enki neiros beis haknesses, as opposed to the shul candles that are not for Chanukah, kavanah said, no, that whoever donated them was obviously intending there should be light in shul, that people should learn and daven. And the more that learning is done there, so the more he's getting benefit from his donation, and the more schar he's getting for enabling Torah to be learned. The issue for number 18 brings down, he says, you are allowed to go in light without an intermediary. So you can take the first Chanukah licht and technically light the second Chanukah licht from it, and the third one from that, as Shulchan Aruch will learn in Mitzvah Shem in an upcoming Simon, Tov Reish Ayin Dalet. However, the Ramah says we should be machmir not to do that, but nevertheless, technically, you're allowed to. So he says, don't bring any proof from there. Don't say, well, if I can light one Chanukah lit from the other, I must be able to learn by it as well. That's an incorrect analogy. He says, the reason the Mishnah brings down over there, shekiven shi mitzvah acheres, since it's a separate mitzvah, harezen ira ki mevatel is mitzvah ner Chanukah. If you're lighting another Chanukah lit from it, you're clearly not being mevatel the mitzvah Chanukah lit. But if you're learning by it, so it's as if you're saying, no, I'm not using a Chanukah lit, I'm using it for a candle to go and learn by. We have a little bit of time, so let's go back to Dirshu, footnote number 7. He deals with Mishishlo Ner Shava B'tchilas Zman Hadlok. If you have a wax candle at the start of the lighting time for Chanukah, but you know that later that night your wife's going to bring home, somebody's going to bring home Shemen Zayis B'sol Chatzi Shoh, within the half an hour, they'll bring home Shemen Zayis. So Shlomo Zalman in that situation is mistopic. Should you? Is it preferable to wait to get the Shemen Zayis because of the Hidur Mitzvah, or is it preferable to light now in the most applicable time because of Zvisas Mitzvah? So he's mistopic what you should do. Again, the point is Hidur Mitzvah better than Zrizus? We had this discussion many times. Then he brings down, if you have these wicks that are coated with wax and you put them into an oil base, so the oil is really the part that's going to burn for a long time, but when you're lighting it, you're actually lighting just the wax part. So he brings down, in that situation, there's the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that even though normally hadlok osa mitzvah, and at the time that you're lighting it, you're lighting wax and not lighting oil, nevertheless, that's considered kemadik shemen because the shaiva is nimsim yad, the little bit of wax that's there, it almost instantaneously is used up, and therefore the psila and the shaiva are considered one unit called psila, wick, and therefore you're lighting with oil. This is also the opinion of the Shevet Alevi Zatzal and Rav Nissen Karolitz Zatzal. He says, if you want to be machmir, you can just light that wick and that candle until all the wax is used up, then blow it out, and then relight it with the intention of doing the mitzvah, and now you're definitely getting the oil right away. The issue for number 8 brings down, what about if you want to use solid oil? As many people use nowadays, they use solid oil. So Shevet HaLevi, Rav Oz Zatzal says, Shav Shehu Pasul Lahadlik Beveis HaMikdosh. You couldn't use such solidified oil to put it into the candle holders of the Beis HaMikdash menorah, kivshenu mashke, it has to be a mashke, ve'elo shem shemen, and it doesn't have the status of shemen. Nevertheless, we do allow this today according to most opinions. Albeit, Rav Nissen Karolitz Zatzal disagrees and says, no, you can't. And then he brings down from Rav Yashiv the order of preferable types of oil is as follows. Shemen Kosis, Shenem Avushal, not to use cooked oil, that's the best. Then Shemen Zayizoch, pure clean oil. Then the next one is the type of oil that's used from olives that could be eaten. And then last is oil that can't be eaten, but is still good for Chanukah licht. With this, we conclude today's shiur.